99.5 Southern Mexico's rock station. So the key to making good grades, mothers, I think you have something to do with this. For your children, the key has been unlocked. The mystery has been unlocked, if you will. Going to be talking about this next. I'm Jack Lutz, and I was never on the A honor roll. Here's Tantric coming undone. Rocket. That's Linkin Park waiting for the end on the Rocket 99.5 KXPZ. Lindsay, you know whenever you come into the studio during my shift, you know I'm going to throw you on.
I know.
Yeah, you throw it. And you know you like it.
You usually give me more than 13 seconds.
I say, you know what? I'm going to talk about this. Bam, let's do it. There's a secret out there. It's been unlocked to your children getting better grades. That secret is being breastfed. Hey, you know what? If the teacher's into it, then I'm into it, too. You know, if she's into it. No, but they took 3,000 women during a gestation, and it turns out that it only works with guys. If you breastfed up to 10 months, after, I think, 12 months, they're just copping a
feel. I breastfed my daughter. Like,
yeah.
I did the whole breastfeeding thing, but yeah. I did it for, like, 3 months. And then we were done.
Apparently, this only works for guys, though.
So it only makes guys smarter, girls just meh.
Yeah, well, I mean, women are naturally smarter than guys. Let's talk about this right now. I will admit this. As much as an egomaniac that I am, women are smarter than guys.
I think it's a common sense thing.
Oh, I believe
men
so.
Can be brilliant.
I believe so.
But
women over-rationalize. I think you all do that.
Okay. Very, very nice, Jack.
So, I think that...
So breastfeed your boys.
Yeah, breastfeed your boys. But you see these women, though, out in public, and they're breastfeeding their children.
I honestly cannot think of the last time I saw a woman out in public other than myself breastfeeding.
I saw it at the mall.
And I honestly never did it out in public. I was the type that went and sat somewhere. You know, if I was at the mall, I went to my car.
I saw it at the mall. I saw it at the makeup makeup counter in Dillard's. Don't ask me what
was
I was
she getting
doing
made over?
She's walking around. She was hot, too. So, you know, I followed her around, naturally. But she's breastfeeding her kid in public, you know. And here's the deal. The kid...
That's beyond me right there. Like, I was never... And I've had a child. Like, I've done it. And I know.
Yeah,
no. Not in public.
The kid...
Like, even when you have the blanket... Ugh. And I can understand sitting on the mall bench...
Yeah.
Like, and maybe having the blanket thrown over and taking a minute. I could see that. But walking around and shopping while you're doing it, that's weird.
Like, oh, yeah, I wonder if this leather jacket comes in extra large. Ow! Oh! So, women...
When does it become wrong?
When does it become wrong to start breastfeeding your child? Good point. Good question.
We got women on the line.
I know, we got women on the line. There's a
lines
story.
Are blowing up.
There's the story
apparently
right there.
Apparently, I'm wrong.
there's the story right there. So, make your boys smarter. Breastfeed them.
Hey, good morning, Mele Kaliki Mark. Yes,
whoa.
I am the president of the Single Man's Club and soon to be the president of the Release the Twins Club. How old is too old, Jack? I don't know. I'm 52-ish. And I still have the breastfeed. What can I tell you? And I'm smart as heck.
Well, there you go. And I think you're going to get smarter, right?
I think so. And you know what? If all those young women, older women, middle-aged women, I don't care. As long as they would like to release the twins, I would definitely like to be, you know, right there just helping them out. And also, they can get a free breast exam at the same time, Jack. What a deal.
Wow. How incredibly chauvinistic of you, sir. How incredibly... Well, let me ask you this, though. Do you have kids? Do you have kids, Pablo?
What's that?
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have two kids. My oldest is 29-year-old son. Yes, we breastfed. Breastfed him. Very intelligent. My second is 17 and also very intelligent. So I have to tell you that. I think there's a lot to be said for that. You know, maybe even sharing breast milk. I don't know. I've heard some people doing it.
Sharing
breast milk, yeah.
Like from another mother?
Yeah, it happens.
No way.
It happens.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, wow.
Heard of people doing that? Okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's all good, and you know, if it does your body good, what they say?
There you go. That explains it now. Why here in the Southwest? Why us Hispanics like to call our girlfriends mama? You know, mamacita,
hey,
stuff like
mamacita.
That. Orale, orale, orale. Hey, Pablo, thank you very much for the phone call, man. You got it.
Hey, man, keep rocking. Have a great one, and heads for hemp. Okay, have a good one. Bye bye.
Take care. Man. It's 8:54. Here's Power Man 5000 on the Rocket. Southern New Mexico's rock station, 99.5. Nice sigh into the microphone, Shannon. Nice shy.
Yeah.
We need the other expendables in here. Where's Lindsay Green at? Where's Lindsay at?
Yeah, my home.
Is Lindsay here? Lindsay! Come here. So we're having a conversation, Shannon and I. This is how sick we are. This is how truly sick we are. We're sitting here and we're like, hey, man, you know, this girl came in the other day and, you know, And
I already know where this is.
This girl came in the other day. And, you know, whenever there's a hot girl that comes in, what do, Shannon?
Hey, check her out.
Probably the same thing I do when the hot UPS guy shows up.
We run down the hall.
The hot UPS guy.
We don't check out the hot UPS guy. But we run down the hall. We go to the magic studio and we look outside the window to make it look like it's not obvious.
Yeah, well, we'll pop in and we'll start talking to whoever's in the studio. Yeah. Like, we're actually conducting business,
but
we'll be checking out whoever's up front.
So one of our DJs comes in, and a girl that came in, you know, was like, oh, my God, who is that? And I'm like, are you talking about Ricky? Ricky T?
He's the chicks dig him.
I don't think, I mean, okay, Ricky's my boy and all. I mean, and I know we had to talk about this. Shannon and I had an extensive talk. He's not good looking. Yeah, he is.
I think T's a good looking guy.
He is a good looking guy.
And then Lindsay, you're like, he's a good looking guy. And I'm sitting here, oh, my God.
Zach's all hurt about
I'm
this.
I'm hurt.
He is. He's a good looking
guy. The
guy
knows how to dress.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean.
And he's got that whole, like, sweet boy factor going, too.
Sweet.
You know?
Yeah, he is a sweet kid. He is. He's very sweet. Yeah, he's a kid, too. He's in his he's in his early 20s. Yes. Man, I gotta be not Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
I'm Bruce Willis compared to him. Bruce Willis. Bruce MFN Willis, man.
Are we gonna start like labeling everybody in the studio like this? Does this make me freaking Julia Roberts now?
Yeah.
Is this how this is gonna work out?
Yeah, but a hot Julia Roberts.
Thanks.
Because Julia Roberts.
I don't think Julia Roberts is very attractive.
I don't.
Thanks,
either.
Shannon.
You would look like.
Came out wrong.
You would okay. You would look like Julia Roberts if Julia Roberts were hot.
Thanks.
There you go. So there. Shannon, you're looking at...
Shannon's checking me out. I feel
who does Shannon
now.
Look like? Who does he look like? Because you know how everybody envisions what a DJ looks like, and then you meet him, oh, I'm so disappointed, and then you walk away.
I had a guy call me and ask me if I was really skinny once.
Because, you know, there are a lot of females. Okay,
I am,
look.
Like, look. That's what I told him. I was like, yes, I'm
going to throw. I'm going to throw a lot of female DJs under the bus here, and I really don't care. I really don't care, but when they sound hot over the radio, 10 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, they're not. They're not.
He had to take back.
You know what they told me?
They're not. What?
First on air job.
Uh huh.
The program director tells me, he says, okay, now if they sound really hot, mm-hmm. sexy, they have a nice voice,
yeah.
it's because of their...
They're fat on their throat.
On their neck, their vocal cords, they vibrate, and they vibrate next to something that's really soft.
I don't know if I should be angry at this conversation or what.
And if they have a raspy ass voice, that means that
you
they've got some miles
hot.
On them, yeah.
Hey.
We're just telling the fans out there, you know, what to really expect. So now, here's the deal. You listen to radio, you listen to other DJs, but now, you know, if you hear a female DJ, aside from Lindsay.
Am I supposed to be mad at you guys now, or
aside
what?
From, no, because you're hot, but if you hear another DJ, aside from Lindsay, and she's female, and she sounds smoking, go to the website, see how they really look.
I know, people call, and they're like, hey, what do you look like? And I'm like, I'm on the website.
Go to the website.
I really do look like that.
I'm seriously, because the last thing you want to do.
Shannon takes the pictures, so it's not like I go and have like a professional photographer.
And I'm too lazy to Photoshop.
See,
the last thing
look like I do on the website.
Yeah. So the last thing you want to do is fantasize about a DJ, then find out how they really look, and you're disappointed. Isn't that right, Shannon?
Yeah.
I'm so kidding.
Have you had a broken heart, Shannon?
Many
no.
times.
Shut up. Yeah. Who does Shannon look like?
I'm unique.
Yeah.
We're going to find something.
Oh.
I'm going to go on a web search today.
Great.
We're going to zombify you. Okay, so Shannon Ellis is up next. You ready to take over, Shannon? The man with 1,000 tongues.
Ooh.
He's going to give you a tongue lash.
I feel like I have to walk out of the room.
You know
now.
What? People ask me all the time, where did that come from?
From Jack's sick mind? Is that how you answer
That's it?
No, because the idea is that you have the golden tongue. You have 1,000 tongues, meaning that you can please 1,000 different people. That's what it means.
That's all I have to say to that.
That's what it means. So you like that now, don't you? Breaking Benjamin, trapped up next. We are the Expendables. We're up and we're out of here. You got it on the rocket.
Four minutes.
Papa Roach, Kick in the Teeth. Man, those guys rocked live, I gotta tell you. You got on the Rocket, yeah. 99.5. Jack Lutz here with Lindsey Green. Hey, Lindsey, are you gonna be dressing up for Halloween?
Excuse me, I'm adjusting my microphone.
As we get used to the new studio setup.
I know, we rearranged it yesterday.
I like it. I think it's now
so
more...
So if I seemed distracted during the 2 o'clock hour when you called me and I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, whatever, uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was because we were in here getting all OCD madness on the studio.
Anyway. I've had to stall maybe one or two times because I've grabbed the wrong mouse.
That's why I put the mouse pad yeah. there. So you know the one on the mouse pad is for one computer, the one on yeah. the other one is for the other.
So if you hear like a porno come out, you know, it's because I'm on the internet and that accidentally came through and accidentally kicked that. And
we've all done it.
Yeah, yeah we've all done it. In the studio. Anyway, so yeah.
It's the only
yeah.
place I can get my porn.
Here's the studio. Okay, so Halloween right around the corner. Halloweeny roast. Club Fusion. We had a blast last year.
I love. This is like, I think this is my favorite event of yeah. the year. Every year is
you had
the
a good
Halloween
time
roast.
Last year.
I love Halloweeny roast,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a kick-ass costume this year.
Do you?
I do.
Are you going to tell me? Or are you gonna
Yarg.
Me? Really? Really?
Yarr.
Are you going to be a wench?
It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to be like a beer wench?
And I'm going
like
to have a little
pirate?
Baby wench with me.
Aww.
It's awesome.
Aww. I'm thinking either Captain Hook or Jack Skellington or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a baby and a fetus. Just walk around in like two garbage cans, two garbage bags. It's so horrible.
That's gross.
I just...
Fill it with blood.
No! No way! No
sorry,
way!
Jack.
And then, like, you know, walk around, like, you know, vote for so-and-so.
If you're
going to
do it, take the whole 9 yards,
I know,
right?
Umbilical cord coming out, too. I can't wait, though.
It.
Club Fusion 101
you
Union.
You really haven't picked a costume yet?
I haven't picked a costume yet.
It's our
yet.
Biggest event every year. I love this event. And how do you not have your costume yet?
I don't know. I've always been last minute. I've
you
always
might have to go to the Halloween store for lunch.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to go. In my new car, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
As I roll my eyes.
Anyway. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Love our job.
I love my job, too. So.
The haunted house. Have you been in it yet, Jack?
I have not. I have not. It's like
I'm
15
scared.
Minutes to walk in. You haven't
I'm
been
scared.
In it yet? Over at Club
I'm one
Fusion?
Of those people that hits people when they scare me. You've tried to scare me before.
And you've socked me.
Yeah. So I'm afraid to go into haunted houses. The last time I went into a haunted house, I was like 16 years old. So
damn.
Imagine crazy ass Lindsay all hormonal yeah. at the time. And still the same jumpiness.
Yeah.
So we had this big 6-foot guy jump out at us in the middle of this haunted house in a werewolf costume. And somebody thought ahead because I remember him being padded. So he must have remembered. He must have known that a girl like me was going to end up. But I broke his nose.
Shut up.
Yeah, I broke his
you
nose.
You should have kicked him in the nards.
There was like blood coming out of the mask. They had to stop the haunted house. I got kicked out. It
That's
was
awesome.
Drama.
I would have kicked him in the nards and been like,
well,
yeah.
Well, see, I tried. That's what I said. I remember him being yeah. padded.
Oh.
Like his arms and his legs and like his crotch. He must uh-huh. have been wearing a cup because I kicked like out of him. It was bad. But, yeah.
So Wolfman had nards.
Yeah.
Nice little...
Padded ones.
Nice little reference there to
yeah,
the Monster
so
Squad.
So let's do that. Yeah.
Let's go...
So I'm thinking yeah. let's go in and I need to have you and Shannon on either side to make
crap.
Sure that I'm not swinging at anybody.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Let's do it.
It's on. So head on down
anyone
there.
Anyone else like to join us for this venture?
Yes. No, really. Head on down there. It's going to be Saturday, the Halloweeny Rose, 5 to 7 over at Club Fusion. We'll be down there, you know. And I remember, I really need to get going now because I know we're recording and our boss is probably going to air check us. And she's like, you're talking too long. You're talking too long.
It's a rock.
What's wrong with you? We'll talk in just a little bit here. You got Hinder, Red Line Chemistry. Sound like AIC. They sound like Alice in Chains a lot. They're coming up next on The Rocket.
I'm proud to be an...